To the members here, you all have done a splendid job in being able to be here. That is, those of you who are able to be here. And there are some here who are not able to be here, but they are here. And it's so good and so great to see those with real conviction. Won't let some maladies slow you down when you're able to be here, and you know who you are, and we appreciate you and love you for that. Sunday morning, we began with a lesson entitled Dressing the Inner Man. If we don't live like we're supposed to, then we're not going to convert people like we're supposed to. Then after the class, we talked about the morning after. A lot of people have had a morning after because they had a night before that they shouldn't have had. And consequences come around. We've got to behave ourselves. We've got to keep ourselves pure. Sunday night, we talked about Jesus, the friend of sinners. And that means he's your friend. Monday night, we talked about battle stations. We're in a war. Peter tells us to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against our soul. We talked about several military terms. Fight the good fight of faith. Put on the whole armor of God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Then we talked about, is it wrong to dispute religious error on Tuesday? And we decided it's not wrong. Jesus did it. The apostles did it, and we can. Then we talked about answering Bible questions last night. We need to know how to answer Bible questions. We gave a couple of examples of how Jesus did it. And he put them on the horns of a dilemma. Asking them, they thought they had questions that he couldn't answer, but he replied with questions they couldn't answer. And many times they left with their tail tucked between their legs, embarrassed and ashamed because they'd come to do that to him, and the situation was reversed. Tonight, for a few moments, we're going to talk to you about, can we understand the Bible alike? And I can tell you right now, the answer is yes. We can. So we could just stand and sing the invitation song, couldn't we? We already know the answer to that question, but don't count on it. Okay? We're not closing shop just yet. Tomorrow night, the Lord willing, we will be talking about the pattern controversy. There's preachers in the church today that are preaching that there's no pattern. God is not a God of patterns. We're going to expose that false doctrine, the Lord willing, tomorrow night. But tonight, as we said, we want to talk to you about understanding. Can we understand the Bible alike? Before we begin, I thank all of you who are visitors from other congregations that have come. Several old friends, and I mean old. And you weren't old when I first started knowing you. But that's what time will do, won't it? We're so glad that you're here and you're a real encouragement as I'm able to look out and to see your faces and your faithfulness to the Lord all these years. You're a real encouragement. So whatever congregation you're from, I thank you for coming. And by the way, there's enough Christians in this area that there ought to be standing room only crowds. But maybe they know who was preaching, but it ought to be that way, oughtn't it? Ought to be that way. And the young men of this congregation, of other congregations, would be more than happy and more than willing to stand around the walls or to sit on the steps here to allow the comfort of the pews to those who are older. But thank you for coming. So tonight, heard of that song? I think Paul Anka wrote it about 100 years ago. I did it my way. Several singers have sung it. Real beautiful song. And that's what people are doing religiously today. It's my way or the highway. And thus, we live in the me generation. You ever heard that before? It's all about me. Not really. going to give you some passages here. I hope that you're able to read that font from in the back or even up close. It looked bigger on my computer at home. But be that as it may, Proverbs 19 and verse 21. Solomon said, "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." We're all going to die, aren't we? Our physical, fleshly bodies are going to pass from this earth. The body will return to the dust from which it came, and our spirit back to God, Solomon said as well in the book of Ecclesiastes. Then in Psalm, his father David, in Psalm 119 and verse 130, you've heard this verse before, and all of the verses in this psalm, maybe with one or two exceptions, deal with the law of God. "The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." People today say you can't understand the Word of God. Well, the Word of God says you can. I go with Him. Isaiah 55 and verse 9, a very often quoted verse, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We'd all agree to that, won't we? Far above my thoughts and yours. And then another passage in Isaiah 45 and verse 9. "Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd of the earth. Let the pots and pans talk to each other. Don't let them be talking to their maker and saying, shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? We sing the song, thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will." And that's what we should be doing, shouldn't we? After that pattern, after his will. Is your Bible ever open like this? Should be, shouldn't it? Every day, every opportunity. It may be for a few moments, but our Bibles need to be open. So tonight as we said, we're going to be talking, can we understand the Bible alike? Well, have you heard this before? Well, everybody knows we can't understand the Bible alike. So don't bother talking to me about my way and your way, because I'm not going to change and you're not going to change. Well, if I'm not going to change just because I'm not going to change, then I've got a bad heart problem. I need my heart renewed, Paul said in the book of Romans. But they expect all of us to understand that statement, don't they? They expect us to understand that we all can't understand the Bible alike. Now that's contradictory, isn't it? We can all understand that we can't understand, but we can't understand the Bible alike. That's silly. You got it? Me to run that through you again? I think you got it, didn't you? Well, we can't understand the Bible alike. That's the phrase that we're supposed to understand. But this reflects on God's wisdom, doesn't it? That he can't give us a book that we can understand and understand it alike. Jesus said a man must be born again, John 3 and verse 5. Except a man be born again, he cannot see or he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You know what I better be looking for? What it means to be born again. The man to whom he was speaking, Nicodemus, said, "You mean I've got to go back to my mother's womb?" That wasn't right, was it? He didn't know Jesus was talking about a spiritual new birth, did he? And I, when I was a child, I thought about, what a silly question that was. But you get to thinking about it. Somebody said, "You're going to have to be born again." Well, that's where do you go? That's where you were born. Viable question. But I have some questions. Can we know how to be born again? Can we understand how do we do that? Is it left up to us to guess? Any, many, mighty, mo? You choose your way, I'll choose mine. Is that what? It's a life and death situation. I'd better be finding out how to do it. Can we do it with our feelings? Well, Mr. Haefeli, I just feel like I'm saved. Well, okay. You feel like you're saved. I feel like I'm saved. We just all hop along the trail real happily. Go on our way rejoicing because I feel like I'm saved. Really? Is your word as good as God's? What you believe? Are you sure it's what God wants? Are you absolutely sure? If we all can't understand the Bible like you have your interpretation, I have mine, and we've got, 60, 70 different interpretations in here, and we're all going to go to heaven, is that right? Because you know we can't understand the Bible alike. I mean, that's just a given, right? Suppose I want to sacrifice your child in worship to God. Well, that's my interpretation. You know, they did sacrifice in the Old Testament, and some people did sacrifice children. Mm-hmm. That's how I understand it. Is it all right if I understand it that way? You don't understand it that way, but that's how I understand it. But you know we can't say it alike, but I must be right. Okay with you? And you're shaking your head on this, on the inside. No, sir, that's not right. But you can't condemn me because you know we can't see the Bible alike. Ephesians 3, 3 through 5, listen to the inspiration of the Apostle Paul. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Well, this was a mystery. The prophets didn't know about what they were speaking, Peter said. Kingdom, this new kingdom, this king, this Messiah, what? But you know what? We are blessed to live on this side, and it's no longer a mystery. I've read several Sherlock Holmes mysteries, and who did it? Who done it? How do I find out? I have to read the book. Then after I read the book, it's no longer a mystery. Same here. How that by revelation he made known unto me this mystery, as I've briefly written before, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Are we supposed to understand you alike, Paul? That's right, Max, we are. Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now been revealed by the Spirit, by his holy apostles and prophets. Jumping up and down on the inside, yes. So glad I'm living when I do. We live under that better covenant with better promises and a better hope. You want to go back to the Old Testament? A lot of people do. They want to take part of it and bring it over to the New. No, you can't do that. Jesus nailed it to his cross. Ephesians 5 and verse 17, same book, a couple of chapters later. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. The Holy Spirit thought you could understand God's will. So don't let anybody ever tell you that we can't understand it. Because we can. How can we, when we understand it, when we can't understand it alike? How can we understand it? When we can't understand it alike, it'd be a mass confusion. We'll talk more about that. Well, what's the only conclusion we can come to? It's your understanding and my understanding, and it's got to be okay with God. Must be. Because he's given us the book that we can't understand, so he must be happy that we all can't understand it. If we can't understand it. You go your way, I'll go mine. And we can't condemn each other. Don't you? Oh, you know what? You know the Lord said, judge not, Matthew 7, verse 1. And that's not what he's talking about, is it? No. Well, here's what we're hearing as well. Well, that is your interpretation of the scriptures. I have mine as well. Perhaps both of us are right. How can that be? Both of us be right. Both of us could be wrong, but both of us can't be right. One of us could be right, and if I'm the wrong one, I want to find out who has the truth. Can I tell my math teacher? Can I tell him? That's just your interpretation of that question. What were they saying? Well, you know, we can't understand math alike, so my teacher never told me that. Did yours? If you get caught speeding, you tell that officer, oh, that's your interpretation of the law. That gonna make for a good day? We can't understand our law alike. And I don't understand like you understood. I saw the sign, but I didn't understand it the way you seem to be understanding it, Mr. Officer. That doesn't even make sense, does it? And neither does it when it comes to the Word of God. It's just something that's been said. If you've been taught that these walls were painted blue, I don't know if I'm colorblind or not, but yeah, that's blue. That's blue. You get told that often enough, long enough, and, well, we've always said it's blue, so it must be blue. Have to agree with that. No, you don't. When is that ever true about math and history? The rules of the road. I'm going to drive on the left side of the road on the way home now. Really? He said, I could kill you. So can disobeying this word of God that we can understand. Yes, it's a serious and sobering. The law of gravity. You want to test the law of gravity? Get on top of this building and do a nosedive off into the parking lot? Don't want to do that. We all understand that, don't we? When we're climbing a ladder, I don't care if it's a little two-step ladder. I'm careful. Judy's standing behind me holding my belt, so I'll make sure he doesn't fall. Gravity still works, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Law of electricity. Anybody want to wet your fingers? No, you know the law. Well, that's your interpretation. I'm going to try it anyway. Well, you're going to lose. I worked as an electrician's helper about 100 years ago with Richard Hartsock. Lo and behold, I found it a couple of times. Law. And it's true every time. How about the Army sergeant when he says, attention? Well, look at that. What's he going to do to me? Is he going to get my attention? Yea, verily, and then some. Well, I just didn't understand that the way everybody else did, but I didn't. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like standing there like a statue. I don't feel like it. And I just don't want to. I think I know some young children that are being brought up like that. Their parents tell them to do something, they don't feel it. I don't feel like it. I don't want to. I'll come home well, that's a whole other lesson. We better get back on the track here. Only in religion can we not understand and we can ignore the laws. Only in religion. Not on the highway, not in math, not with electricity. So God can't make himself understood. That's what these people are saying. The God that created all of this and things about which you and I have no clue. When did we learn about DNA? 20, 30 years ago, maybe? Wow. When David said, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, wow. How can a doctor be an atheist? But that's another subject, isn't it? We can be understood, but God can't be understood. You know, the newspaper puts an ad out, gives the date and the time and the place, and if necessary, they'll put what's on sale. If you go the next day and it was just for that one day, well, I know you said then, but we couldn't understand your ad. No, you were what? Wrong. Something the Fonzarelli couldn't say. Some of us remember that. Stoplights. Does red always mean? Some have tried it and lost, haven't they? One little boy said, what's yellow mean? And he said, go faster. How about cooking? We found out that baking soda and baking powder, you can't mix them up. One young man, young preacher, went to the farmer's house, and he had two beautiful daughters, and he put what he thought was sugar into his coffee, 4 heaping teaspoons of salt. Well, he couldn't admit that he was wrong, so he said, I had 2 or 3 other cups with 4 heaping spoons of salt. We have to admit that we're what? Wrong every now and then, don't we? Sewing, just get a piece of material, start cutting it, start sewing it together, and voila, there's a, I don't know what it is. That's what you come up with. Recipes, sewing patterns, yeah, we understand that. You know, we take it for granted that the pharmacist understands the prescription of the doctor, don't we? Well, let's see. I couldn't understand, but I'm still going to give him something, what I think this says. Really? Couldn't that doctor write where he could be understood, and the pharmacist work together? Yes, he can. Only in religion, again, is there freedom of choice with God's laws. You go your way, I'll go mine. Seen this on the big backs of the big semis, attend the church of your choice. You know why? Because we have people saying we can't understand it, like, so you just any mini money again. Billy Graham's most difficult question was, why are there so many churches? The reason why is because we can't understand the Bible like, and I don't like the way what somebody tried to teach me, so I want to go another way. I'm going to find a religion that says once I'm saved, I can't be lost. Oh, man, you talk about a doctrine of convenience. I'm going to find a religion where I don't have to be baptized. I'm going to find a religion where I only have to go a couple of times a year, Christmas and whatever. That's what I'm going to find. The reason we have the denominations is that anything goes in this old world. And that's sad. Did God do this on purpose so we could be divided? What's one of the 7 things that God hates in Proverbs 6:16-19? Those who sow discord among brethren. And if that's not sowing discord, you can't understand that. Dated a Catholic girl. She said, that's what the priests tell us. You can't. And he said, if you do have a question, you come and I'll explain it to you. Mm-hmm. God couldn't give a law we can understand. Did he give a law that we can't understand alike? That's what we're told. I looked it up on Google. I don't know this for sure. 323 million people in the United States. Since we can't all see it alike, can we have 323 million different interpretations? If not, why not? I asked a pastor, can two understand the Bible alike? I said, of all the people in the world, I said, can two people understand it alike? And he said, well, I suppose. I said, what about 200? He said, yeah, I think 200 could. I said, what about 2,000 and all the world, the millions of people in all the world, couldn't 200? And then I said, well, what about 2,000? Yeah, that would be possible. 2,000 could see it alike. I said, well, what about 200,000? He said, wait a minute, I see where you're going with that. He just told me that we can't see the Bible alike. But then he admitted 2 could, 200 could, 2,000 could. He stepped in it, didn't he? Breaking his own law. You said we can't understand it alike, but then you just said 2,000 could. What saith the scripture? Along with the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians, Jesus said in Matthew 4 and verse 4, you know what's going on here. He's in the wilderness for 40 days. Man shall not live by bread alone. When the devil came to him and wanted to make these stones into bread, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, I want to tell you, Jesus, you gave us a law that we can't understand. So this verse doesn't fly, does it? If man is right, Luke 8 and verse 12, those by the wayside in the parable of the sower and the explanation, those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts lest they believe and are saved. The devil knows that this book is the power of God unto salvation, just like Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 16. The word power there is dunamis, dynamite. It is the dynamite of God. I'm not ashamed of the dynamite of God, the gospel of Christ. It's the power, his power unto salvation, and yet he gives us a law we can't understand. How cruel of a God can he be? Matthew 22:29, we mentioned the other night, Jesus told the Sadducees who didn't believe in the resurrection, we would say, you're wrong. Ye do err not knowing the scriptures. Well, it doesn't matter because we can't understand it like anyway. Really? Jesus thought they could. Acts 4 and verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and soul. What do all these verses imply? That they can understand the Bible alike. John 20, 30 and 31. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. Can we all believe that? Can we all see that alike? Jesus is the Christ. That is, Jesus is the Messiah that the prophets of the Old Testament prophesied was on his way. He did these signs. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. I don't need to see a miracle today. People say, oh, you've got to see a miracle. No, I don't. The miracles of Jesus and the apostles are written in this book. And he said, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Can we understand it? Acts 17:11. These people did. Paul had just come from Thessalonica, where he's running for his life. Some 60 miles he went to Berea. These were more noble, in verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether those things were so. Verse 12 tells you the results of what will happen. Therefore, many believed. They obeyed the gospel. When you get people who will search the scriptures daily to see whether what they're being taught is so, you will have good results. We were talking the other day, I think maybe in the class, that you might make somebody angry. But it might take them getting angry to go home and to find out where you are missing the mark. Go ahead. Tell them to go ahead. Prove me wrong. If I'm wrong, I want to find out. I don't want to find out on the day of judgment. Do you? No. No. Romans 16 and verse 17. Paul said, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine. Well, it doesn't matter because we can't understand it. Well, what are you talking about? Note them. Mark these people who cause divisions. Well, you don't see it alike, and I don't see it alike, and they don't see it like we see it. Doesn't sound like that in Scripture, does it? You mark those, you note those that are contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them like they have the plague. Because Jesus said in Matthew 15, and verse 14, the blind lead the blind and both fall in the ditch. Do you want to be a blind follower of a blind leader? No, you don't. I know the results. The Lord's already told me. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10. The great apostle Paul to the church at Corinth. Now I plead, I beg with you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same. Wait a minute. Just get your crayon and mark that out. Speak the... It's impossible. Like we started out, we can't all understand the Bible alike. What are you talking about, Paul? All speak the same thing. That there be no... Whoa. No divisions among you. But that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. You want to walk out of this building and say, well, we all can't understand it alike. If we're wrong, we want to know, don't we? I do not want to confess with my mouth the things I've done in this body on the day of judgment and here depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, that is without law. You broke my law. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2 begins with this. Preach the word. Well, I don't know if I'd have come tonight if I knew you all thought, well, we can't agree on anything. Preach what? How am I going to preach something that anybody's going to understand? Because we can't understand it alike. 1 Corinthians 4:17. Listen to what Paul said. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you. He said, my beloved son, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach what? Everywhere in every church. Is that over your head? No, you got that, didn't you? Paul said, I preach the same thing everywhere in every church. Could I do that in Danville? If they let me in the door, the Christian church, Baptist church, Methodist church, Jehovah's Witness, could I go there and preach the plan of salvation? Somebody said, NFL. I said, what's that mean? Not for long. Not for long. Paul said, speak the same thing. Be of the same mind. Teach the same thing everywhere in every church. Philippians 3 and verse 16. Let us walk by the... For crying out loud, Paul, we've done told you we can't understand. Walk by the same rule. We can't do that. Let us mind the same thing. Man, where'd you come from? See that? John 20 and verse 21. Jesus prayed, that should be, I believe, chapter 17. Is that right? That's right, 20:21. That they all may be one. Jesus' prayer, that's right. Jesus' prayer, interrupting his prayer. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us. Jesus didn't pray that we could all be different and choose the way a church of our choice. He said, no, that we all may be one as he and the Father are one. No, not one and the same person. Husband and wife, Jesus said, the two shall become what? One flesh. One in purpose. One in every way as he and the Father are. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So all of this division and all of this, we can't understand it, and you go your way and I'll go mine. Doctrine is false. You talk about straight from the horse's mouth. If anybody could have said it plainer, Jesus would have. What is the scripture all about? What's it for? Same Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, beginning, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, by the breathing of God. You know you can't talk if you can't breathe. You ever have the air knocked out of you? I've seen it happen. Never had the good fortune of happening to me, but I've seen others happen. They're struggling. They can't talk. They can't breathe. So, all scripture is given by the breath of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That He's going to tell you why. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Every good work. What, if you straddled the fence when you came in, are you still straddling? Can we understand the Bible? Answer, with a shout, of course we can. Somebody tries to tell you, one of the two of you are wrong if we don't understand it alike. Please study with me and show me where I'm wrong. Can we all understand 2 plus 2 is 4? About as far as I went in math. I got that. Wouldn't your kid come home and said, well, you know, I was getting this yesterday when 2 plus 2 was 4. I got that. But today, the teacher said it was 5. Wait a minute. And then the next day, come home and said, it's 3. One young man in Greencastle, Indiana, Steve, close, football player, fullback, Penley, Steve Penley, came to our house. Said, Mo, I've been going to these different denominations and they teach different things. And he said, I am so confused. I would be too. 2 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 2 is 5, 2 plus 2. He said, they're all teaching different things. Tried to show him. The young man's passed from this life because of false teachers. The blind lead the blind. Can't have it. If we can all understand that 55 miles an hour means just that, 2 plus 2 is 4, then we can understand Mark 16 and 16, can't we? Is that over your head? I ask people what he in that verse will be saved. He that what? What did Jesus say? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The apostles in Acts 2 and verse 38, when those thousands ask, what are we going to do? We are lost. We have killed the Son of God. And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. They understood what that meant. In verse 41, they gladly received the word and they were baptized. 3,000 souls. One man, Saul, who was a persecutor and a murderer of Christians. Jesus told him to go into the city in Acts 9, about verse 6, and there will be told thee what thou must do. He went to the city and the Lord sent the preacher to him, just like today. The Lord could have saved him on the road, but that's not what the way he chose. The gospel is the power of God, and Paul had to hear that gospel. And when he did, he obeyed the gospel. Ananias came to him and said, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and what? Wash away thy sin. Well, no, he was already saved. Well, if he was saved, he was saved in his sins. See, the Holy Spirit didn't know he was saved. God didn't know he was saved. Ananias didn't know he was saved, and Saul didn't know he was saved. He'd been fasting and praying for 3 days, blind. But he understood what the preacher said, and he obeyed it. Okay. Have you understood what I've said tonight? Is this book clear and plain, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge, Paul said, in the mystery. It has been revealed. It has been revealed. Folks, my IQ, I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I know if I can read this book and I can understand it, so can you. So can you. Won't you do what the thousands did in Acts 2? What Saul did in the city of Damascus? He went to kill Christians. And he became one. And right then and there, his life was changed. And he wrote most of this New Testament. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's what we'll preach until we're shown wrong, till somebody can take their finger and say, you've missed it here, and then prove it. Don't just tell me I'm wrong. Show me through the book. If you do that, I guarantee you, I'll change. But if you need to change tonight to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, make it tonight. Make it now, while we stand, while we sing.